previously in The Price of Truth. As Mrs. Pramila has been shot by Mr. Prateek, and Mr. Prateek is in jail on charges of murder, Mr. Bali and Mr. Amrish have decided to write a letter to the leading newspaper's chief editor who regarding the complete scam. They both have come to the conclusion that the scam was around one and was worth of $1.5 billion. And now Mr. Bali has asked Mr. Amrish to stay at his home, refuge at his home, so because there is danger to his life. The next morning, they both find out that the news has been printed and now the entire nation is aware about the scam. Now, the next episode. The entire streets the next morning, Mr. Amrish told, was flooded with the common man, the people of India, the students of India, all revolting against the government, against the corrupt officials, against the corrupt banks, against the corrupt foreign banks. They were all revolting against them. They wanted the justice to be prevailed. They wanted the justice to reach the common man. They wanted the justice to reach the common people. They wanted this tyranny to end. And Mr. Amrish and Mr. Bali could not have been happier. And it all felt like Mr. Ranganath has orchestrated this entire thing. He wanted this to reach the country of the people of India. The streets were flooded with the slogans of Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram. People were united. It was a scene which the police and nobody in the army has never seen before. The entire country was asking for a law to be passed against to have an Indian company take care of the complete banking financial transactions, people to be held responsible for. They were asking a bill to be passed to have more control over this so that a scam of this magnitude or any such sort of scam should not have happened. Mr. Amrish had been very, very happy. Mr. Bali could see that there was a change upcoming. The current government had to leave. There was no confidence motion passed against the current government, and the government fell down. Elections were to be redone. The new government, they all hoped, would have brought in the bill which was needed for saving the common man from such scams, to have to flush out the overall supremacy which the foreign banks had over the Indian banking system. Everyone wanted this to happen, and there could not have been the two happier faces than Mr. Bali and Mr. Amrish. Mr. Bali, the CBI chief, now the CBI chief, he had been now promoted as head of the CBI chief, and Mr. Amrish had been promoted or has been appointed as the lead security officer for all the banking transactions which happen in the future. But Mr. Amrish had paid a huge price in terms of his family life, in terms of how he has lost his wife in this whole process, how he has lost Mr. Ranganath, his elder brother, his guide, his friend. And but the entire nation went out on streets. There were protests all across Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, Chennai, and all the tier 2 cities of the country. Even in Bhopal, where we are currently sitting, there was a whole revolt against the current government and the current banking officials. Everybody was asked to leave, and this could not have had come at a better time than this, because the country was going through changes, and now with further more strict regulations coming into picture, this scam, the $1.5 billion scam, couldn't have been unearthed at a better time. All the news channels were talking about the scam. The news has come out that Mr. Bali and Mr. Amrish were the one who have exposed the scam, and Mr. Ranganath was the lead anchor on who had who had done all the research for the scam. Mr. Prateek was also convicted in this, and now he could not be let go. All the worth of scam which he has done, all the worth of irregularities which everybody has done, now was in the eye of the common people, and now they all wanted justice. But was the justice in a waiting, or they would have to wait years for the justice to come to them? The common man was not aware, but the common man was more aware of how they have been looted of billions of dollars, how they have been looted of years of their hard work. Nothing could have justified. People try to justify their actions like Mr. Prateek did, but nothing could justify what they have done, the quantum of the crime which they have done. It was all coming to an end. It was the end of the tyranny, and it was the rise of the common man, as Mr. Amrish would put in class. Thank you for listening. In the next episode, we'll understand what was the bill and how Mr. Amrish spent the rest of his life in getting that bill implemented. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Price of Truth, which is a series which we are creating at the Anurag Mani Show by M Square Podcast. I hope you like the episode. This is an empty 15-episode series which we have created, just like a movie which you will see in a theater. It's 2.5 hours of the whole story arc which we have created. Thank you so much for listening. Do share it with your friends and family. And if you like it, do share your reviews or comments with us on our Instagram at M Square Podcast. Thank you so much for listening and stay tuned for more.